statistics on here and say it's Paul Cummings talking to Adeline Breeskin in her office in Washington. It's the 27th of June, 1974. I'm curious about how you got interested in art. I mean, was it a...
I was always interested in art from the time I was a child.
Yeah.
And thought at first, of course, that I wanted to be a painter.
Mm-hmm.
And I did. Go to a group in Baltimore where I grew up.
Mm-hmm.
And worked on Saturdays while I was still a schoolgirl. And at the end of my last year in Baltimore, before going away to study further, I entered a painting in an exhibition that was held at this charcoal club, they called this club.
Mm-hmm.
And it was stolen.
Oh, really?
And I decided that was the climax. I better stop painting right then and there. and get to work.
Then I went up and
went to art school and to Radcliffe and took courses and became a friend of Fitzroy Carrington at the Boston Museum. He was then the curator there. Fascinating person, a poet, and publisher, some charming print circulars that he'd get out every once in a while. And he really interested me in the print field.
Oh, that's what got that started.
So well, then, after I finished my years in Boston, I had this offer to go into the print department at the Met, which I did. And
how long were you in, what did you do in Boston now? What was
I went to Radcliffe, took courses, and went to this art school
in Boston.
In Boston, called the School of Fine Arts, Crafts, and Decorative Design. That's what it was called. It wasn't the Boston Museum School.
That was another one.
And I studied really with an architect, C. Howard Walker, there, who would give me these assignments. And he also taught at Harvard. And he sort of supervised my courses that I took at Radcliffe.
Were you taking art courses, or what was there?
I took Hambidge's course in Whirling Square.
Oh, really?
And at the time, I really understood it. It was fascinating. It's all...
Yeah. What kind of a person was he? Because I've always been fascinated by, you know, all of his ideas and theories.
C. Howard Walker?
No, Hambidge.
Well, Hambidge.
Yeah.
I think he was a little wild. Really.
Yeah.
But his courses were fascinating. So
that's
worthwhile.
Well, was there much art history at Radcliffe in those days? Or was
there was much more than there was at Bryn Mawr, because I entered Bryn Mawr College, but there were so few art courses there at that time that I switched to Radcliffe instead.
Oh, I see. Well, you know, was your family interested in art? I mean, do you have friends? How did all...
My father was somewhat of a collector. And when the Baltimore Museum was first considered back in 1914, this was, he gave the first painting to the Baltimore Museum, which happened to be on view for the first time.
Oh my goodness, really?
Because it was a painting by Sergeant Kendall of his little daughter. It was called Mischief. She'd just come out of the bath and she jumped up onto this settee and looked around.